What's good, y'all? Welcome back to the Blessed Beyond Measure podcast. I'm your host, CL, the Sorcerer, friendly neighborhood hope dealer, back to serve you up some of that inspiration, that motivation, and that positivity. You dig what I'm saying? Yo, and we back, baby. Season 4 has arrived. I have arrived yet again to serve up some of that good, whatever you need. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to fill your cup, but I took a little bit of time since the closing of season 3 to kind of focus on some other different things I'm working on building for the brand, as you know. And if you don't know, I'm going to go ahead and fill you in with some of the details. I have been working diligently on creating my vlog series where I'm going to be sharing my entire experience of me moving from San Francisco to Hawaii and literally just being as transparent as possible, sharing a bunch of cool experiences, sharing the adventures I go on, trying new foods, checking out new beaches, checking out new hikes, and just having a grand old time. You know what I'm saying? Really just sharing that entire experience of my journey with y'all. And so, you know, it's been a process, and it's been dope just kind of being able to get my feet planted on the ground. It's now been about 3 weeks since I've been here, maybe a little bit more. But everything's been going great. But also, to be fully transparent, I have moments of doubt for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was reflecting on it the other day. There's sometimes where I feel like, is my plan really going to work? I start to question myself. I start to doubt myself. That internal voice gets louder, right? And if I didn't have enough internal, or if I didn't have enough self-awareness built up, that voice would overpower my self-belief and my self-confidence in myself to actually get what I set out to accomplish, to get it done. You know what I'm saying? And I'd actually probably revert back to old ways and maybe even crawl back home and do what I need to do. I know it's only been 3 weeks, so it's like, you know, there's still a lot that could happen where I can end up turning back or I can do things, but I actually don't believe that's going to happen, to be 100% with y'all. I'm putting that on air right now, and I'm not afraid to say it. I actually know that no matter what happens from here on out, I'm not moving backwards. You know what I'm saying? I'm only going to move forward. And that sometimes I don't know what the future is going to hold. That might mean, like, sometimes moving forward might mean taking a step back in order to jump forward again. I can't predict the future, but what I do know from here is I want to just continue to put one foot in front of the other and keep building, keep working, keep just doing my thing, living in my truth. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, talking about this and reflecting on this subject of just kind of having my own self-doubt and, you know, self-consciousness and things of that nature, it really got me in a reflective state where I was able to think about the importance of actual self-confidence. And if you've known me for a long time, say you're somebody that knew me since high school or even longer than that, I think that you might say that I was a pretty confident dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't really scared of anything. I would go for mine. I would do whatever. I'd say what was on my mind and whatnot. But the truth of the matter is, reflecting back on my life, I look at myself and I don't think that was actual real self-confidence. I honestly think it was more of me kind of puffing my chest out and projecting and more than anything, maybe being arrogant and cocky, you know what I'm saying? For no good reason. And it was built on like a very flimsy foundation now that I think about it. So everything that's been going on from me being out here on a solo mission in Hawaii, yes, I got some family and whatnot, but it's really just been me, myself, and I doing my thing. And when you are in a situation like that, you have nowhere else to turn but to yourself, right? You have really no other option but to find yourself, but to be with yourself and spend that time in solitude, getting to know yourself. I've done so many different things on my own over here. I don't like to say I'm by myself. I like to say I'm with myself because, you know, I'll be taking myself out on dates. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll watch a movie on my own. I watched that new Jordan Peele movie the other day, Nope, on a solo vibe. I'll be going out to the beach alone. You know, I'll go out on hikes. I meet people along the way for sure. You know what I'm saying? And I've met some people here and there, but really, it's just me, myself, and I out here. And getting back to my point, which is when you have that time to yourself, you know, it forces you in a state of getting to know yourself more, really uncovering layers and just peeling them back, layers of the onion, so that you get to the core, to the root of who I am, and trying to ask myself questions of like, why do I do what I do? You know what I'm saying? And when I do that, I get some very interesting answers. I uncover a lot of different truths. I revisit certain situations in my life and pinpoint exactly why I have certain defense mechanisms or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And doing that is not, it's not easy work. I'm not going to lie to you. There's moments where you don't want to visit certain regions of your mind, certain traumas, old past instances, this and that. But when you do and you face it and embrace it and you do the work of healing it and spending that time understanding it, you actually are able to build yourself back stronger. And for me, that's been a very important and critical part of my process of becoming who I am and learning to become more and more who I am, you know what I'm saying? And stand true to my nature. And the way I'm going to tie that into today's topic of discussion, which is how to build more self-confidence, is I want to share my story with y'all of kind of just always feeling like I had to have validation from other people, whether that be doing something stupid to get people to laugh and to like me, or, you know, projecting myself to be cooler than I really was, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that stuff stuff works, right? That projection of actually, you know, of thinking that you're a cool cat and, you know, you do certain things so that you get the validation of other people, but it can only get you so far, to be real with you. And then when you reach a certain point in your life, like I have, you kind of start to realize like, yo, man, that shit was flimsy as fuck. And, you know, you understand the importance of actually building real self-confidence based off of real self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's important to note that I thought that I was a cocky and arrogant guy when I was younger, because I want to really kind of talk about the differences. You know, cockiness is being brash, it's being loud, it's being, you know, like peacocking, right? Like, you know, puffing out your chest, and but you really don't want that smoke, right? Like I was really that dude that would, like, you know, try to, and I never backed down from no smoke too. As my folks, really. I mean, there were certain instances where I look back and I'm like, damn, why did I do that? You know, or why didn't I do that? You know what I'm saying? And I question it, but when I question it, I was able to identify that I was doing a lot of that stuff just to feel associated, right? To feel connected, to be a part of a community, right? And that was because I probably just didn't feel enough support in certain areas of my life growing up. You know, I myself personally, and I've shared this with y'all in the past, moms and pops broke up when I was 8 years old, this and that, right? And the whole situation was chaotic in its own way. You know, I'm very, very grateful for how I grew up, though, what my dad has done, you know, my mom, my grandma, you know, in order to just try to maintain like a healthy environment for me and my brother, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I have been through a lot of stuff, and I had to kind of figure out like what instances in my life brought about certain behavioral changes in me, you know what I'm saying? That made me who I was, that made me have to overcompensate in order to feel validated and to feel connected to other people, right? So doing that work, you know, of revisiting those times in your life really, really helps. And the only way you can really do that is to actually spend time with yourself, to actually sit with yourself. And this can be done through like meditation. I've been meditating for a long time now, so that's really, really helped me kind of understand myself more. heal myself in a lot of different ways, learn how I can get better, understand what my gifts are and things of that nature, right? So meditation has been a huge tool that has been a great gift to me. And I'm a advocate for meditation and just spending time with yourself. It doesn't have to be a spiritual type of practice. It's more about sitting there with your breath, closing your eyes, giving yourself time to just be with you, yourself, and, you know, just giving yourself that time. So I think it's important to spend that time. And me being out here in Hawaii, like I said, I got nowhere else to turn but towards myself and learn more about who I am, what I have to offer, what my mission is, what my purpose is, what my goals are, you know, and cultivate more self-awareness. So I want to tie all that I just said into how to build more self-confidence. Self-confidence, again, the difference between self-confidence and cockiness and arrogance is I think for me, self-confidence is rooted in actual self-love, where nothing anyone says or does or whatever circumstances happens, nothing can shake you if you have actual true self-confidence. If somebody tells you you can't do something, that's on them. That's their belief. You don't have to believe that. You know what I'm saying? It's really up to you. You know what I'm saying? You recognize like how confident you are in your ability. You have a vision that you can see, and it just takes a little bit of elbow grease to get it done, right? But cockiness is more of like projecting, right? Oh, I could do that. I could do that. And then when it comes down to it, and you get called, and your car gets pulled, you ain't really about it. You can't really do it, and you're gonna fall on your ass. And for me, I think building self-confidence is highly important, because when you have self-confidence and you tie that to your mission or your purpose, that is going to be your North Star. That's going to be your guiding light to which direction you should be going in everything that you do, every interaction you have, every situation you end up in, every event you find yourself at, every person that you interact with, right? All that stuff. So again, self-confidence, real self-confidence is rooted in self-love. And the question becomes next, like, how do you cultivate self-love, right? For me, when I thought about how I cultivated my own self-love and learned how to truly love myself, my flaws and all, mistakes and all, everything that I've done up to this point in my life, I accepted all of that. I've forgiven myself for all of that. And again, you have to spend time with yourself. You have to give yourself that time, whether that be through meditation or going out there solo and spending time with yourself and getting to the nitty gritty of who you are, asking yourself the tough questions, having those conversations with yourself, you know what I'm saying? To uncover certain truths about yourself. And, when you're able to do that, you learn who you are. You're going to have these challenging moments, that's for sure, as I've had. But what you'll also find is a lot of the things that you like about yourself, a lot of fun things about yourself, a lot of the things that you're passionate about, that you get excited about, right? And then when you do that, you start to tie it into what exactly gets you the most amped up, the most passionate, right? Whether that be some social justice type of you know, mission that you have, or your own purpose that only you know for yourself to be true. And I think when you kind of find out what that is that you're passionate about, that you like, you can then also in that time spending with yourself, you can learn what it is that your natural God-given gifts are. For all of us, it's different. You know, we might all have similarities, but I think it's important to remember that you are one of one. Can't nobody else be you. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody be me. Can't nobody be Steph Curry. Can't nobody be LeBron James. Can't nobody be Michael Jordan. Can't nobody be you. You know, you are one in one, one of one. You are absolutely as unique as it gets. There's no one like you in the world. Yes, we might have similarities and we're all connected and things of that nature, but at the same time, can't nobody be you like you can be you. You know what I'm saying? So it's important to keep that in mind and understand that truth. And I think when you do that, you start to are able to look into yourself and look at what you've been blessed with, the gifts that you've been blessed with, whether that be you got the magic eye for taking photos, or you got some amazing art skills, or you're an amazing basketball player like a Steph Curry or a LeBron James. Or for me, I've recognized one of my greatest gifts is my ability to communicate and articulate certain things and make human connections with people. I've always been somebody that's been able to connect with people on a different level. I've always told myself, as long as I can remember, and I believed in myself, that I could walk into any room and talk to any different person. As long as we can speak the same language, I feel like we can connect. And even if not, bro, like, I feel like there's a way to be able to connect, and that's just through exchange of energy. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell when somebody's got a good vibe about them. And even if they don't, you can tell when somebody's kind of got an off vibe about them. So probably folks that you don't want to associate with anyway. But going back to what I'm saying, when you're looking to build self-confidence, you have to first spend time with yourself to know who you are, right? I think that's really, really important. And when you know who you are, you'll begin to learn what you like and what you don't like, right? And when you find out what you like and what you don't like, that can lead you to what you are absolutely passionate about, whatever that may be, that like whatever your highest passion is, that's for you. And when you find that out, that the next step from there is to be able to tie that into your God-given gifts, your unique set of skills, not to get all Liam Neeson from Taken on y'all, but you know, you have a unique set of skills that nobody else can do. You know, you have a gift that nobody else can do. And once you find that, you tie your passion to your gifts. And when you know that about yourself, when you truly know yourself and you love yourself enough, you can build real self-confidence, because you'll start to get the wheels in motion, right? You'll start to make progress, gain some momentum. You'll start to see things come to life. Like, you're a master creator. You can do what you want in this world, but you have to know first what you want. And the only way to do that is to know yourself, right? So, like, I think a lot of us, myself included, for a long time, I thought I knew what I wanted, right? Like, I'll see what other people have about, oh, I want that. But do I really want that? Or is that just envy in me at that time of like, damn, I wish I had that right now, but not really taking into account what it takes to actually have that, to attract that in your life, or to accumulate that, or you know, to make that happen in your life. I'm looking at somebody else's different stage in their journey, and I'm like, oh, I want that, but I'm not realizing the work that that person put in to get it. You know what I'm saying? So for me, again, tying it back into what we're talking about, which is how to build self-confidence, biggest thing that I want to leave y'all with here is just have it rooted in self-love, like actual real self-love. And the only way to love yourself, again, is to know yourself. And then when you know yourself, you can forgive yourself. You can learn more about what you are good at naturally and learn what you're passionate about, all these different things. When you know yourself, it's like a whole bundle of different things that come about from that. And the more time you spend with yourself, the more you're going to learn to like. Obviously, there's going to be things that you're like, dang, I wish I didn't do that. But hey, through acceptance and also the willingness to challenge yourself to get better, you're going to build self-confidence. It's just a process. You know what I'm saying? And when you have that real self-love in you, can't nobody knock you off your square. Plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? The only person that's going to knock you off your square is you. And no matter what anybody does, says, It don't matter because that's their opinion. It doesn't have to be yours. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important for all of us to remember who the fuck we are. You know what I'm saying? If you're somebody that's driven, that's definitely somebody looking to walk that walk and get on that journey, I highly encourage you to do so. But before you do so, I encourage you to spend a good amount of time with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Free from distraction, just really spending time alone in solitude as much as you can, so that you can first begin the work of healing yourself and you know, revisiting certain things about you that you don't like, but then also spending time, enough time to realize that you like yourself, that there's a lot to like about you, and that you're very fortunate and that you're blessed and you're lucky and highly favored to be where you are. And you have certain advantages that other people don't have. And I think the biggest advantage is being one of one, being you. And when you recognize, yo, I'm one of one, can't nobody be me, can't nobody do what I do, man, I mean, you can't tell me that self-confidence is not going to be built from that. You know what I'm saying? So, because you know yourself. When you know yourself, you can love yourself. And when you love yourself, you can truly build self-confidence. Self-confidence comes from getting the wheels in motion, right? Doing the work and showing up every single day. And trust me, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. You're going to have some good days and bad days and whatnot, but I guarantee you, you'll feel a sense of fulfillment that you've never felt before when you really kind of embark on that path and recognize that you are here for a bigger purpose. You're designed the way you are for a specific reason. And when you recognize again that you one on one, can't nobody knock you off your square. Can't nobody tell you shit. And now they can, but you ain't got to accept that as your truth. So, you know, keep that in mind. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to leave y'all with, you know what I'm saying? But self-confidence is really important. That's for sure. And you know, I have to heed my own advice too. I definitely got to, you know, take my own advice because there's times where I do suffer from, not suffer. That's a really extreme word for this case right here. But I definitely go through moments of self-doubt and kind of, you know, put myself through imposter syndrome where I feel like, damn, am I really him? But that's just my old kind of like mindset trying to creep into the forefront of things and trying to tell me like, hey, bro, go back to being comfortable. Nah, bro, I ain't doing that no more, man. I ain't subscribing to that BS no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm really about that now. And I'm about myself and can't nobody tell me nothing. You know, I'll listen respectfully to what folks are saying, but if somebody tell me I can't do something and I truly believe I can do it, it ain't gonna matter what other people say. You feel what I'm saying? So for me, it's just I've worked on myself for a long time now, and I continue to show up every day and put in more work, you know, spending time with myself. And throughout various episodes of the podcast, I've shared a lot of different methods that I use to kind of help me develop myself and get better and improve every single day. So, and I'll give you a little quick rundown again, just right now. It's, you know, I do a lot of journaling every single day. I get introspective. I sit here with myself, with my thoughts. I sit here with my feelings and organize my freaking thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I don't just let that shit get scattered all over the place and let my mind wander. I work every single day to corral my mind and my thoughts, whether that be through meditation, writing in my journal, talking to some of my closest confidants, or getting out into nature. Freeing myself from these devices and these distractions just to kind of help my mind become more at ease. That way I can kind of start having more clarity and, you know, seeing things more clearly. So that's really important. Other than that, I mean, exercise is extremely important. I exercise every day. I may have a day out of the week where I kind of don't do much. Like I'll do like a very bare minimum, but at least I do something to kind of move my body around. Obviously simple things like staying hydrated, doing my best to eat the best foods possible, getting out into the elements and you know, getting some fresh air, doing things for myself, whether that be hiking, going to the beach, things of that nature. These are all very important practices that I've applied in my life, which have led me to have a much more improved quality of life. So I share that with y'all because they're very simple things that you can start to really apply in your life today, tonight. You know, it's just organizing your life and prioritizing yourself and giving yourself time with yourself, right, is really, really important in order to build that self-confidence and that self-love and to embark on that journey that you know in your heart that you should be doing. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, I firmly believe, ain't nobody going to knock me off my square on this one. I firmly believe we all have a God-given purpose while we are here on this earth. And, you know, one thing I know for sure is we ain't going to make it out of here alive. So with the time that we have left on this earth, what are we doing to impact the planet, impact those around us, and make our situation better and leave the earth a better place than when we found it, right? What are we doing for our children? What are we doing for the next generation? Are we progressing? Are we evolving? Or are we staying the same? Are we like fighting the currents of change? Or are we flowing with the growth and the experiences that are here to teach us all these different things? So, you know, these are all questions that, you know, when you spend time with yourself, you can ask yourself and come up with different answers and, you know, help you find that clarity. And again, that North Star, that guiding light for you is going to be what your purpose is. And when you figure that out, that's going to direct you. Things in life are going to happen. And when they do happen, they're there to indicate which direction you should be going in, right? When you're met with resistance, there's probably for good reason, right? You probably want to make sure that you're listening to what the universe is trying to tell you in that exact moment and follow what it tells you and trust yourself to follow it and walk in faith that things are happening for you. Things are happening for a big reason and you just got to trust it and keep walking that walk. And the only way you can really have real faith, not blind faith, but real faith is self-confidence, you know, trusting that this magnificent power of the universe, God, spirit, source, whatever you want to call it, is here to guide you, right? It's happening to push you in a certain direction and you got to trust it. You got to flow with it. You got to vibe with it and, you know, show up. You know what I'm saying? We're showing up either way. So why not show up for yourself and show up for your goals and your purpose and your mission? You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you're going to find a lot of fulfillment as I have. I found tremendous amounts of fulfillment in what I've been working on for the past couple of years now, which is building this brand and working on some new different projects within the brand. So you'll see it start to come together piece by piece by piece, right? But you know, I could show you better than I could tell you. So I'm gonna just keep working. I'm very confident in my ability. I'm confident in my ability to learn, my ability to grow, my ability to figure things out. And I'm confident in the universe's plan for me. So with that being said, I think that's enough on self-confidence. And I think that's a perfect way to kind of open up season four. This season is going to be a great one, y'all. I have just a tremendous amount of knowing in my heart that this season is going to be magical in many different ways, from these solo episodes that I create to the guests that I bring on board, because I know I'm going to be meeting a lot more people. I'm going to be attracting more people into my life, real dope people, and I'm going to be sharing my entire experience with y'all. And if you haven't tapped into the vlog yet, the vlog channel, please go ahead and do so. I'll leave the link in the show notes so that y'all could follow me on there as well, so that you can get that visual of a lot of the different things that I'm experiencing out here in Hawaii. And, you know, as I kind of walk my own path on this journey, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, man, I really appreciate y'all's support, man. Season 4 is here. This shit's wild to me, but we here, and we're going to keep it going and keep kicking it into another gear for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Keep producing some of this real dope content for y'all. And I'm going to keep doing my best and showing up. And I know in due time, you're going to see the evolution of CL the Source and the Blessed Beyond Measure brand. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee it. I already know. And I just thank you for all my day ones, that the folks that's been supporting me from day one, to my new supporters, to people that's going to support me in the future. I'm just very, very grateful for y'all. I'm grateful to be able to do this. I have so much fun every time I get in front of the mic. I'm not going to lie to you. I have to kind of work myself up, right? Like, there's certain things I got to do to kind of get myself in motion to get this going. But when I do get in front of this mic, it's just like me doing what I naturally love to do, which is, again, communicate, talk, and share stories and provide value. So definitely enjoy what I'm doing here. I'm not going to stop. This is what I feel like my purpose and my God-given talent is connected to. So I'm just going to keep going and keep the dream alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I really, really appreciate y'all's support, for real, for real. So until next time, y'all, I'm going to be back with some more heat. This is your boy, CL the Source, signing off. Stay up and stay blessed, y'all. Big love. Yeah.